My gift to you, my friend, it won't disappoint you. Been saving it for you. Yes, all I got left. My gift, my friend, lights the darkest of skies. It won't fade with time. I'll make sure that and on that morning, my gift will shine like gold. It wasn't by old soul. My gift, my friend, it's as pure as a diamond. I went broke trying to find it. It's one of a kind. My gift to you.
Matt Lazell from The Matinee. Many of my Christmas memories have been formed at our family cottage, which is in Ontario, near the Thousand Islands, the home of the salad dressing, in a little town called Gananoque, which sits on the St. Lawrence River. And the cottage is on a little lake just outside of town down this country road. And for many years, my whole family would gather there with my grandparents, and all the cousins would be running around, and there was only maybe three or four beds and bunk beds. So you just slept where you could and woke up where you did. You just wanted to spend all your time indoors because it would be so cold. But sometimes we'd venture out and skate on the lake and play some hockey. The memory that sticks out most for me from that time was when we were finally asked by my grandfather one year to help him pick the Christmas tree. And so we bundled up and headed out, probably on the skis, out into the woods. And I remember choosing this tree with my cousins that just seemed like this towering tree. And he cut it down, and we put it on the sled and brought it back. And somehow it fit in the cottage. But I can still smell that tree. And, And I remember feeling like the woods had come inside with us, and definitely that smell and the image of all of us sitting around the tree and indoors with the fire, that's a memory that I'll keep forever.
I picked up the Rolling Stone, page 19 said it so. We open up on the 25th, oh, I started counting down the days. $3.50, it sure was a lot back then. It got me in through the Chinese gates with a seat in row 15. I couldn't sleep at all. Freedom fighters call. It was only the first of the trilogy. That was my Star Wars Christmas. Star Wars Christmas. Star Wars Christmas with you. Dressed like the other kids. Full of Jedi night wishes to avoid any broken promises. Mr. Lucas had a plan. Under each and every tree, an empty box, no figurines. When you mailed in your receipt, you would claim your prize. I couldn't sleep at all. Freedom fighters called, made the holidays so pyrrhical. Quite a test. Those crazy foxes at CBS, they wouldn't let the Wookiee rest. Man, did things get strange. You can call it a cult classic, not even Lucas can stomach it. It's the gift that gives and gives. The Force be with you. That was my Star Wars Christmas. Star Wars Christmas. Star Wars Christmas with you. Oh, that was my Star Wars Christmas. Star Wars Christmas.
Hi there, my name's Dan from Tiger Moon.
And I'm Casey from Tiger Moon.
Christmas at home, I grew up in Ottawa, Ontario, just outside of Ottawa. And Christmas was always a special time for us five brothers and two sisters. And growing up, it was really special to have all my family in the house. And we would be cooped up in the house together for the whole of the holidays. My eldest siblings would come home from university, and my younger siblings would be all off of high school or elementary school, and me and my little brother Andrew were the youngest, so we would raise heck all over our house for those 2 week periods, and it was always so special to have our whole family home during the holidays and helping to decorate the tree. And our tree was always special because it was kind of, well, it was always crooked for one, and it was decorated with art from the whole history of my siblings' school existence. So to this very day, my mom insists on there's no new decorations unless they're done by the grandkids. And it's everything from my oldest brother's little star that he made out of a walnut. It's like a star turtle, and he made it in 1981, to little Christmas bells that me and my little brother made in 1992-93. So it's always funny looking at the tree and coming back every year and watching the tree, because the tree grows in art projects, but some of these art projects are god-awful. It makes for an absolutely beautiful Christmas tree.
My favorite holiday memory is when I was a teenager, and my dad decided one day that he was going to hook a trailer up to his quad, and he was going to cover it in hay, and he put blankets on it, and my sisters and my mom and I and my cousins all got on the trailer, and we were going to go sing Christmas carols up and down the road. And it was a good idea because we got to spend time together, but we also lived on acreage outside of town, so there was probably only four houses. So we ended up singing Christmas carols to the cows up and down the road.
Thank you for letting us share our holiday memories with you folks. We hope you all have a wonderful, happy holidays this year.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
Maybe it's cold outside.
This evening has been
the home that you dropped
so
in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands and just like
my mother will start.
Like
I got to go home.